Over these last few days, we've been talking about what it means to be saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus. That's really, really important stuff. But then what? What comes next? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And yes, it is important stuff. I mean, really important. What scares me most are the people who have some wishy-washy kind of faith, who think they're saved, but who are going to get a rude shock on the day they stand before the throne of God in judgment. The only way to the Father is by faith in Jesus, his Son. That's it. But what does that faith look like? Is it a one-time thing? Yeah, I believe, tick in the box, back to life. No, that's not what God's Word says. Following hard on the heels of those verses about salvation that we've been looking at this week comes this one, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. See, God created you, he saved you, because he had some good works ready and waiting for you. What sort of works? Good works. Not the old works, not that rubbish we were into before we trusted in Jesus. Good works. In other words, there's a new life for us to live. And if we're not living that new life, if we're not walking in those good works, then our faith means nothing. Elsewhere, Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who calls me Lord will enter the kingdom of God. The only people who will enter are those who do what my Father in heaven wants. Make no mistake, faith in Jesus is not a one-time tick in the box. It's a changed life. Don't you get a rude shock on Judgment Day. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. And living that changed life, well, it takes power. I mean, serious power. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Holy Spirit Power. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.